That much is done.
So laws of Shabbos.
This is the Shabbos. So we're learning the simulation of base. It's the very beginning. Oh, the Shabbos.
Which state is that?
I think it's, if I remember right, the simulation of base is how it's done. Right?
Yep.
Right? There we go. I mean, it's not that great memory, although I remembered it also yesterday, but we learned it yesterday, so I'm probably remembering it from yesterday, too. It's not so... There's still a very interesting piece here. Everyone admits that on Shabbos you need lachem. Right? We're up to page Bays in the tour. You want to learn it inside? If not, whatever it is. He says like this. Everyone admits that you need lachem for Shabbos. Shabbos is to be for you also. It's for me too. It's not only for Hashem. Everyone admits. Everyone admits it. It says on the one hand, it'll be the Atzeres for you. Atzeres is Yom Tov, right? This Yom Tov will be for you. It's your Yom Tov, Atzeres. Right? And it also says, Atzeres Hashem Elokecha. Yom Tov will be for God. Well, which is it? Is it for you? Or is it for God? You've got to make it up your mind, presumably. Which is, what is Hashem saying? Is it for us or is it for Him? Rabbi Eliezer of Yeshua argued. Rabbi Eliezer says, either only yours, or only Hashem's. What does it mean, only yours? Eating, drinking, and enjoying, only Hashem's, which is Torah. Now, there are a couple of interesting questions here. How about davening? Where's davening? So the Prima Gadim says, davening is obvious, everyone knows you're obligated to daven, duh, you have to daven, you have to hear the Torah. That's not what we're discussing. We're discussing the rest of the day. And that was one question that the Prima Gadim deals with. There's another little question here that came up yesterday.
What are you really
enjoy
learning?
Yeah, what we said, that the Baal Shem Tov sort of seems like to turn on his head maybe, but we'll see. What does it mean? One question came up yesterday that Rav Mordechai asked, a great question. Fantastic question. He said, what does it mean, kulo lachem? You just eat all day? It says, on Yom Tov, it's only yours. It's either only yours or only Hashem. Only yours, you eat all day. That's the pshat. So, this question is dealt with, and they ask the same question the opposite way. Mm-hmm. What's the second question that they ask? Who can think of it?
You have to learn Torah all day. You can't sleep. You can't eat.
Exactly. What do you mean, kulo lachem? I don't need anything? What, a fast? Well, you fast, yeah. That's it. Either fast or just like pack it in. Decide. Make it say like it sounds a little bit extreme, though, one way or the other way. How do you explain that? What can it mean? Like, so it's the same question, the inverse.
You mean like either a Yom Kippur or Purim?
That's what it sounds like, but we're talking about the regular Yom Tovim. We're talking about Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos. So you can't make it Yom Kippur and you can't make it Purim. So what is it? That's the question that's dealt with. That's question number one. And that's a very strong question. Question number two is, okay, so let's say you're fasting on Yom Tov for some reason. Let's say you had a bad dream on Yom Tov and you're fasting. Let's say you're allowed to, let's say. So if I'm allowed to fast on Yom Tov, right, so does that mean that I have to learn the whole time? You have to learn because now it's cool, Hashem. So if, however we can explain about, what about the meals, what do you, don't you admit to the eat, what's going on? How are we going to explain? But like, what happens is you get like, you get kind of, what do you do? This is actually something Mr. Buu talks about.
So it's not a question, it's chesed.
That's also a different question. That's in the box. Is chesed also, is that 50%? Like, what does chesed mean? Is it 50%? Is it 38%? Nope. You missed 4 minutes there. Forget it. Like, what do you do? Like, what's this chetzila question? What does that mean? Is it literal? It's also a very big discussion about what to do and how to do it. First of all, just before we start, there's a very big question about whether one can fast on Tainis Cholam on Yom Tov. On Shabbos it says you have oneg. Have the light of Shabbos. If it's your thing today to fast, fast. It's your thing, fine. But if not, not. So if you had a fast cholam, you're enjoying your fast. That's my own name. That's my gishmak. Someone who can't eat, whatever, his gishmak. Is he fast? Fine. But on Yom Tov, it's a simple. That's not a simple, my friend. That's not exactly a joy. It's not the simcha of Basar V'yayin, whatever you're supposed to have on Yom Tov. There is a mahalif. The Mechabah, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramon, they both say, no, you do fast. But there's actually a Chazal that says you can fast on Yom Tov. But actually, the Marino is like, no, what do you mean it's not a Simcha Yom Tov? It contradicts the Simcha of Yom Tov.
What about Pesach Seder? You have to have Matzah.
And that's the one exception. And Sukkot night. No, we're talking about the day of Yom Tov. And presumably, this is also a question. It's a good question. Well, you do Friday night. You did the Kiddush. We're talking about the day. He had a bad dream. He wants to fast.
Oh, you've got
sunrise. That's on Shabbat, exactly. Or if he had a bad dream in the middle of the day, never. So then also he can theoretically. Again, like I was saying yesterday, generally speaking, we don't really do these fasts. It's rare. The Beis Yisrael during the Holocaust had a dream that his brother was shot dead. Terrible things. And he went into the Badats. He said, what do I do about these dreams? I'm very worried. And they said, you don't need to worry. The Talmud says, dreams are nothing. And the Mepharshim explained, today especially, there's really nothing going on. You can be worried. You don't have to worry. You don't have to take it to heart at all. So as they were walking out, he was with the person he was with. He said, you know, that's only someone who, like, sometimes he has dimyonos. Sometimes he thinks, like, stupid thoughts. He said, whatever, he thinks stupid thoughts. But someone, he said, but if someone's always occupied with Hashem or with Torah, he said, that's not true what you're saying. And he dreamed at that moment his brother had been shot. He saw what was happening that moment, that day, like everything. So, no, that was not correct to apply it to him. He was correct. I mean, he told his mother, I'm having trouble spelling words. He was five or something. She said, well, what you do is just close your eyes and picture the word and you'll see how it's spelled. Well, so he told him, he said, I can't do it. He said, why not? He said, because I see you came okay, so how am I supposed to also see the word? He's a five-year-old. I can't think of a word, too. This is like the father. This is the Basil's father. So even these people were in a very high place and not like regular folk. You know, for us, mostly we don't pay any attention. We don't worry about it. It's fine. And that's it. If it comes true, so then you have a problem. If it comes true, there are shittas you have to deal with.
What about nowadays? We are actually at war. I mean, Hamas is not firing firecrackers.
You're right. But in terms of the halachas of dreams, we generally don't pay attention unless a person sees something happen with his dreams. If something happened in my dream and I see it, then I have a problem. And I have to fast. So Rav Dovran said you must fast because you see that whatever the reasoning is not applicable to you because it happens. Is it yours?
Fast the next
perception.
Day.
Huh?
Fast that day. You gotta fast that day.
Yeah.
No. What if you have a dream and it happens in a week?
That day destroys the Xerah. Doesn't matter when it's for. The Rashbi says in Zohar that if I don't have a dream, a bad dream, he said I don't have to fast the Taras Chalom. Certainly on Shabbos, even in general, is that shows like a special kedusha, special level. The Rashi never had a Taras Chalom. He never had it because he was on the level. That's what the Zohar says. Not to have, not to see bad. It shouldn't be bad. It shouldn't be Xero that they're showing him you have to fast and break it without any defense. That's one. It's an interesting. We're already talking about fasting. It's the one relevant point of that has to do with these halachas. Let's see. So we have like this. Okay, so we'll soon see the other point. So again, the Daki Moshe says if you had a bad dream on Yom Tov, you learn all day. Not chet shel lachem, chet shel Hashem. Then Hashem, you can't just decide. Now the Magen Avraham is not so certain. He brings the Daki Moshe. That's one. So the Daki Moshe says one second. He says, could be you don't have to. Now the Marival says no, you have to fast. He says. Even if you're sure it's asked to be cool, Hashem, what do you mean? If you can't do it, Hashem, well, it's got to be Hashem.
When they say they're talking about like time-wise, because you can't put the scale of like how food compares to like 15 minutes of food compares to like 45 minutes of davening. Like, where's the?
It depends. No, that's a different question. There's two questions. The first question, we didn't really discuss the first question yet. He brings this beautiful brother. Yerushalayim brings this beautiful idea here. brings from. See? This is the whole Mahalach here. He says that the Bechina of Kul Hashem and Kul Lachem is not literal. Very interesting Mahalach, how it works here. The Torah, he says, the Maria Abuov says like this. He says, the Torah, Rabbi Eliezer holds that the Torah says that you have to be happy. And the Torah gave every person the right to decide. You can find what makes you happy, what works for you. It's up to you. Some people, they love to learn. So his main focus, this Kul Hashem means, your main focus should be learning. That's how you get simcha. That's what Maria Abuov explains. Some people say, no, I enjoy food. It's Kul Hashem Lachem. The simcha you get by enjoying good food and conversation, whatever it is. It doesn't mean, though, 12 hours of, like, just packing. Or 20 hours. Okay, you want to learn? Then, that's it. Now you have that. You're done. 12 hours. That's all. You're like, well, I want to learn, but not quite that much. No, that's not what it means. You have to, said you can decide, and you can make whatever balance you need. That's what the Maria Abuov says. So you want to do both of them. Both of them are only for him. Tzva Samus says, that's fine. That's no problem. You don't have to be. This, by the way, is relevant. There was another question that we asked, right? What about, is it like, time-wise, is it exactly the same? How do you work out the time? So, the minute you say that it's not precise, and that it's up to you to work out, so you can't say that it's, there's no time schedule. There's no exact. Chetchu means, you have to find, even if you're enjoying the learning, you have to also have the bechinov, you have to have it. It's a different level. Oneg is something totally different. Again, there's a chazal, things here, there's a chazal that says that you can, Yom Tov, it can be a fast day also. It's not Isser. Some say it's not Isser to fast on Yom Tov. Yom Tov is Yimei Adin. We don't understand the Yom Tov. What is a Yom Tov? Yom Tov is a time of judgment. That's what the Mishnah Rishon says, right? You have different judgments. Each Yom Tov would judge on something else. So Shem says it's a special opportunity. So, you know, it's a special day. Big rachmanis, and hopefully you use it right, and you'll be supposed to keep in Yom Tov, you'll get through it. But could be this, we understand why you're out of fast. You can fast also if you want. So you have to work out what to do. So the Bach seems to say that you need to have exactly, precisely half. That's what Chetzer is. But this is a spirit. You can't say you can decide whatever you want and say it's half on a stopwatch. The two don't work together. So there again, so we have two reasons. So that was the beginning of the lachem and not lachem. It's not fair. That's the way it works. If you feed the Bach, and you feed the other, there are a couple other poskim also. We'll say it means literally. The half is half, the orchan kosh. He said, well, you take over time for davening, and then you make your meal before chatzos, so that, and then you take this at the time, you're like, mamash makes it like you're dividing your time into both, like the Bach, the orchan and Rishon Tzion. So again, these other mufarshim, the Sfasemes, and there are a few other, remember, it brings here different portions we're saying that we don't, like, it's very hard to understand. What does it mean? What does that mean? So, yeah, I'm like, it's not that fair. The Ochanan goes, like, what do you mean? You like to learn. You don't learn. What's the problem? If you don't, so you do shtriot. It's not so fair. It's just, anyway, for hopefully, the way they see it is fair. It's not that up to fair. It's like, wow, we don't understand. We understand. He's fine. He makes perfect sense. You see, there's different ways of looking at what's the, you know, how spiritual and how high these people were holding, understanding the masses. How where are we? Can we get to a place where we enjoy doing so much? Even the regular guy can just sit the whole time and use his time properly, or not so much. Might depend on the teacher too. The Beis Chai was very, like, he held people spellbound for 4 hours. They would say the Beis Chai, the book. I mean, he gave them a show, and he gave parables and beautiful stories. He had what to say. People, the whole shul was packed. Men, women, and children, 4 hours every week. giving over on the Shabbos or whatever he was talking about. Just didn't nobody noticed the timing. He was unbelievable. What the Beis Chaim, unbelievable. So if you're there, so then of course, what do you mean? Hashem, so you have a drasha, you go to someone. It's like, wow, this is amazing. You know? Unfortunately, sometimes, I don't know, I knew one, my grandfather used to say, I'm going to shake now and give him a sermon. He said, and I don't mind if you sleep, but please don't snore because it disturbs my train of thought. I can't focus. I can't. That was his standard line. Don't snore. You can sleep, okay, good night. Good. You're sleeping, excellent. So, different beginnings. Hopefully people are going to fall asleep. People are going to fall asleep. So we have like this. So the Magen Avraham says there's a difference between the two reasons of the in the Daki Moshe. The Daki Moshe says, listen, there's two reasons here. How can I fast when I fast on Yom Kippur? So do I need to learn all day or night? He says it could be that if you fast to get rid of a dream, maybe that's called Kula Lachem, because I'm doing it for my needs to destroy my dream. Or for whatever reason I have, tshuva, whatever. Like again, because Yom Tov is days of tshuva, they bring. So I think this episode is a chazal here. I think I'll find it. So then through Yom Tov,
yeah, for sure.
Because when
you
accept
the din, that would be for Hashem. We wouldn't even have to fast.
No, that right. No, so it's like this. So it's like I said before. The Mishnah Berurah says, listen, if you're fasting, you have to learn. So if you say that my fasting is lachem, no. You know, listen, I'm fasting because I'm enjoying fasting now, because I want to get rid of my dream. Or whatever reason, tshuva, that's my enjoyment. I don't have to learn, I have to come and learn to. Because it's not cool, lachem, so it's lachem. No, not lavdafka. That's not true, not necessarily. Or it could be something, there's another reason for the Daki Moshe. The Daki Moshe says, no, the simcha for me. He says, it's called Kula Hashem. When I fast, it's Kula Hashem. He says, if it's Kula Hashem, you have to live. That's what Magen Avraham says. The Mishnah Berurah says, if you're having a hard time, fasting is hard enough, and you can also learn. He says, you can already, you don't have to worry, you can rely on the Shita, as they say. What do you mean? Fast itself is Hashem, some say, also. Fasting, yeah. I need Shuvah, what do you mean? What am I trying to do? I have to learn. I should learn. It's good if I could learn that. Not only am I learning now, but I'm trying to learn whatever, but he can't do the Kula Hashem. He says, if you can't, you can rely on the Shitas of the who are Mako, either because it's Kula Hashem, or because it's Kula Lachem. It's Kula Lachem because it's your Simcha, it's your own Ego, it's your Simcha beyond it, to be that. We don't hold like that Marival who says it's not Simcha. We don't go that. Let's see the... So now we're holding the tour. There's a very important klal in general about the next sugya, which is very good to know. It says you can borrow money. Maybe she will bring this also, maybe with Ribbis Darabanan. Maybe I can even take a Ribbis Darabanan to borrow money in order to make Shabbos. On the other hand, we find a say Shabbat hold out to Tarf Lebris. Make Shabbos like a weekday and don't come on to people. You have a minimal amount, use your minimal. Don't rely on charity or on other people helping. On the other hand, it says you can borrow money. It sounds like a little strange. You meet people, I met a guy who's a furniture salesman. He says, people bring this, because it says, Hashem says, borrow and I'll pay, right? So he said, people like to buy, deliver on Friday. Because for Shabbos, the Chol Shabbos, Hashem will pay for that too. That's the Mahalik. Listen, the Gemara Beitza says all of our needs are taken care of beside Rosh Hashanah, except Shabbos and Yom Tov.
So,
you can sort of grab a tramp, sort of like get a free ride. Get on a free ride and say, here, I buy my couch and then God will pay for it. Very interesting Mahalik. people make food, you know, they make
steak
a lot of food.
Food, was that like Malachi food, like everything, like you should go out and buy like steaks and expensive
I don't
stuff?
Know.
Or
see, that's the
like,
best.
Where's the limit? You know, because for like a billionaire, you know, his job is he can easily spend $2,000 on a Shabbos meal.
You're right.
But if you have a regular average person, you go spend $1,000 on a Shabbos,
right.
Would be.
A little problem, the cuckoo. Yeah. So like they, you know, so yeah, you're right. So oh, this is great. I'm gonna go into the wine store.
Right.
No, too bad I just can't get cigars. But listen, Shabbos can't smoke. And forget it. Okay, oh well. And you know, I'm just gonna buy my stuff and the best stuff,
right.
And that'll take care of it. So there's gotta be some little, like how do you?
Yeah.
It seems to be difficult to just say, well, you know, you just work out. I'll let we find that there is such a thing. It says, and then it says you have to limit yourself. So if I have to limit myself. So where does it come in to borrow? So again, the pastors, they say, well, what do you mean? If you have just enough, you have a way to pay the money, the loans. That's on a simple level. Then we'll see. Then we'll see in the Steelers in the tour. If I have the ability to pay up, so why not borrow? I'll be able to get it. I'm getting my paycheck. I'll work it. I'll get it. Whatever. But if you don't, you have no way of borrowing. Like what? Even if Yasha says a person's in debt, he says, you don't have a chiyuv ma'aser. You don't get ma'aser if you're desperately in debt. You pay your debts. I don't know if everyone agrees with that, but it's not pashy, that's for sure. Pashy, it's not so simple just to like give lots of sucker and somebody says, where's my money? Well, I'm just really sorry, I don't have the money. Oh yeah, I'll generously give you, Well, what's going on? I have to make a beer, you can't. It's not so fiscally responsible. So you have to be fiscally responsible. Yasha's pretty hard handed on people who are irresponsible on money. He's like really, he's not happy. He's very unhappy. So that Purim, Matos Davionim, he's like that. Who's an Evian? He says, well, if you're incurred debt for your household, you're an Evian. You can't make it through the year, and different other times you can't make it through the year. But you can, like, if you did, like, business and you lost your money, he said, tough. Didn't you know you might lose your money? He says, you gotta work your head off to get that money together. You can't just, like, say, I'm okay. So if you tried your best, it doesn't work out, it wasn't your model, okay. So, but if you didn't, like, you don't get to buy, you know, so well, I'll buy a bill of Yerushalayim and you could all pay for it. That's not how it works. What's going on? What do you think this is? He's not that yet. He's not that thrilled. He's very into like you need to be responsible. You can't be. So a big cloud here with the Chidah and many other, I think it's Fasenders too, and many other of Farshim explain. First, I want to say this to the Betzes. This is less well known, right? The well known is the Gemara says two things, right? Hotel Shabbos and Yom Tov and Talmud Torah, right? Educating children also is no problem. The Shita Mikubetsa says Sparim and anything we permit to is like all included. It's very interesting, people don't know that. I don't know how well Sparim Alecha could be, but there's the Shita brings it, it's easy to you know. But it's very interesting, the Chidah and the, I think this first time was two, and many other Sparim explain. They say there's one very simple thing that you need to have in order to rely on this heter of borrowing for a Shita. So that is tough. If you have the tough one that Hashem is going to pay you back, then you can do it. But if you don't, then you don't. And again, you do it on your level. You've seen before. You can't just like, why? Well, what makes you think? What, you know. So on the one hand, Nassim says, like with the Tefillah, says, Tefillah, Hashem, please give me a beautiful big house so that I can bring guests and bring in Shabbos in an honorable way. Even, you know, you're building a house, like your Shabbos. Like, whoa. That's pretty cool. You get your not only furniture, the house too. You know, but again, you have to work on getting the token and having what you need to have, not just with that little offer to buy a mansion in Herzliya, because you know, hey, Shabbos, why not? Mm-hmm. How will I pay? Well, I'll explain. I'll bring the tour to the bank, and I'll bring the Gemara and the Gemara in Bay and Bela, and then the Shita Mubetzes. I'll explain the whole mahalach to the bank officer. I don't know if it's going to go over so well. I just say, well, what are your? Don't worry, God, I'll take care of it. You know, it's very easy. Bitachon in general is a very complicated sugya because it's easy to be what the Chazanish calls whistling bitachon. The person has his real bitachon is not zero but quite close, and he doesn't have any challenge. He says, "Oh, I have bitachon." So that is not called bitachon. Bitachon is when you hold on, you're working on it. It's not that it just happened. You have to really feel it. It's got to really be there. So someone went to Alter Nevada. He was a big expert in bitachon. He said, "Okay, halacha, the mic. You borrow when you don't have money to pay, and Hashem sends you." So you say you have your token. Can I also do that? I need money, right? I'd like to borrow. I don't know. Will I have money to pay? Like, I don't see it. It could happen. I don't know. Am I allowed to borrow or not? Halacha l'maaseh. You know, but it says a rosha lever v'nevin l'sham. The verse says a wicked person, only a rosha borrows and doesn't return. You can't just borrow and say, well, sucker, I'll find another one. Now, that's not how it works. You gotta borrow and be able to pay. You can't just do anything. So how do you work out So the Antar Varek says, of course you can, certainly, but there's one simple test to find out whether you have Bitochen or not. So if someone came to you to borrow the same money you want to borrow, so will you lend me this sum? He said, hey, how are you going to do that? And he's going to explain to you, well, these are my reasons why I need the money. I have no way of paying with God without. So if you would give him the loan, you could borrow. But if you would not give him the loan, he said, well, whoa, I'm not. I can't. What do you mean? He said, you're not really happy talking. You don't have to talk. You just have some needs and you want some money. And you are putting a cloak of bitachon to try to be fiscally irresponsible. So you're not going to do that. You have to really feel that you give the loan to someone. Then you're at a place where you have bitachon. You have to really have it, really feel it. Bitachon is not a, it's not theoretical. It's a real feeling. Rav Nassim tells his son, Ram Shufa, he writes, he says, I had bitachon until now for you. Now that you're building a family, you have to work on your bitachon. Because I don't have enough. It's too hard for me to also have bitachon to bring your part of it. It's too much. I can also bring for you. How? I have enough to hold myself. Rabbi Nachman says in Chaim Aran, he says, people say that if you work your whole life, if you don't want to work, you want to just, God will take care of it. He said, you're hefker, you're like woofker, you're like a person who's like completely like ownerless. You're like, you know, the guy's like a wild man, he's crazy. He's thrown in front of the train. Like, he's just a nut. He said, I don't think that's hefker. I think the other way. I think if you have no thoughts of the next world, that's called hefker. You're a nutcase. You only hear a little time and you're not thinking of the next world. So what's wrong with you? That's called hefker, not the other guy. He said, but there's a disadvantage to just being hefker and just wanting to just look at the chef. He said, because if you work, first of all, you could be a tzaddik. You could be a real tzaddik, you could be a real dope person. He says it very clearly. After you can get to it. You can work too. It's not a problem. He said, and if you're working, you have your money set aside. You can work on your midos and on various things. Whatever you want, I can work on. I can work on this, work on that, work on that. But if I'm only you, God, will say my parnasa, he said, you don't have time to work on anything else. Only you talk. People don't even think that. It's at the end of the month when I pay the rent, then I start to go, wait. What will I do now? Like, what? You know, but he's not thinking the whole month bitachon. How much his bonus is bitachon? Like, it's got to all be. Please help me see your year. It's got to be really. He said, but he said, right now, but as usual, enigmatic as usual. He bends off. He said, nevertheless, even though if you're working, you can work on all sorts of different matters, and if you're just learning, you have to focus your whole energy on bitachon. I say, no more bitachon, only bitachon. So he leaves you whatever you want. You'll find your way, and there is an advantage either way. Don't be depressed if you need to work. Work! Like we said before, our working is taking up risks. You should make a bureau with clarifications. If not, you have to do that through the Torah. You can't just learn and not have to be focused on making a bureau without the money coming in. And it's not simple. It's like a lot of hard work. Bitachon is a tremendously difficult job. It's not not easy to work out. It's very easy to use it, you know, like Rav Arik writes in the book. Da'a Shalom, explain his life. He gives shiurim on bitachon. You have to have bitachon. But he's not working on it. And he doesn't worry work at all. So then what's your deal? You have to find a way. You gotta be, or work like 3 hours of bonus and work really hard on bitachon. Shem should send me the shefa, Shem Shel. So this is like a very big key to this next sugya, is the realization of where bitachon fits in. I don't remember, it might even be you showed this. You showed the chidah, and in many acronyms, this idea that you can only rely on Hashem borrowing, like letting you borrow and I'll pay you back if you don't have it. Mishbur says if you have a way, you have a way of paying back. But if you don't have a way to pay back, there is b'chinah if I really have the tough. And I have to work on knowing, do I really have the tough or not? It's like a big, big job. It's not so easy to find out. It's not so easy to tell. Usually there are certain signs. Let's say you have to be tough and you're really with Hashem. So you're getting up in the morning, you're using your day. It's not like, well, let me get up and then let me this. That's not, you're not there yet. You know, sometimes you can get a freebie. If nothing is well known, right? He was having trouble for Nasa, making trouble. His wife was very upset. He wasn't making money. They weren't really, they didn't want to work. They had a whole thing. And he went to I remember, I think in Spolis, he just turned to Hashem and said, I can't do it. I can't also work on Parnassah like in Bitachon. I have to have 2 times breathing. He said something to this effect, and his father's shutfim got together. They had like a partnership with a lot of money. And they said, listen, you have a great son. He's so special. He's so holy. He doesn't want to work. He wants to serve Hashem. What's the deal? We'll make you a partner. We'll take his money from his dowry. Instead of him diminishing the capital, we'll put it in the business. Whatever comes out, we'll give him the money. We'll do that. He won't do the work. We'll do the work. He's learning. He's only 18 years he had pronounced over that one is bogus. So it's pretty terrible thing to let fall apart. That's pretty simple. One time you just, and you can like do things, tremendous things, but you can't do work in everything you need. I need the time. I'm not holding. It's not a luxury. It's not a luxury. I'm not saying, well, I feel like I'm desperate now. I need help. I can't worry about pronouns. It says that since they ran from Mitzrayim, they fled Mitzrayim, but b'chipazom, right? So, you know, they rushed out of here. So the Tzadik HaKohen will win in the first piece of Tzadik, basically echoes the Likutei Halacha. It's like literally, shortly says the same idea, which he had actually. And he says, listen, if you puzzle means when you need to leave Mitzrayim, when you're in Mitzrayim, when you're suffering, when you're persecuted, when you have a heart spiritually, you want to get out of there, you got to run. You can't look and think. Get out, first of all. Don't make cheshbon. Leave, and you'll never leave. So sometimes it's a bechinah where you can't worry about parnasa. I have to have a spiritual life also. He doesn't mean it badly. He doesn't mean for his whole life, but he has to have a spiritual connection also. I'm not getting there right now. It's very, very difficult. So that's one important key to this sugya of Asei Shabbat Tacholah. So the biggest is this idea that the Kalkan already deals with it. It's the one important thing. B'chla, I mean, it talks about B'tochen also, right? Hillel and Shammai, each one had different B'chinah. Because it says very clearly, and we'll see if that's a Hashem, that Shammai, when he found something that would last till Shabbos, he would say, this is for Shabbos. When he found something better, he would say, that'll be for a weekday or whatever, this is for Shabbos. Hillel says, no, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, Hashem will send every day. And Hillel also says, it's better for you, common man, to work on holding it for Shabbos and being responsible. He worked on B'tochen.
Once you buy something to cover Shabbos, is it like a problem to use it as whole instead and not replace it?
That's an excellent question. Buying something to cover Shabbos, Pasha should not make a nether.
Right.
So, Yechayra, presumably, you can use it for something else. There's a question about someone who gives you a gift, especially if someone's not as poor, right? Because this is for Shabbos, this is for Purim. Can I change it or not? This is the whole question. Not so Pasha. Maybe not. There's a little bit of a discussion. But he lets you. What if you have left over? Else you don't need it? What do you do?
Yeah.
I mean, again, it's a discussion. It's just, if I remember right, there's two sides.
It's not when somebody gives you something to use for a certain purpose,
uh-huh.
Right? And the person obligated to use for that purpose, it's not the failure.
No, that's usually yes. I mean, listen. This is a very big sugya.
No, we understand it's life or death.
With tzedakah, if you give tzedakah kanani for a certain reason, once it's in his hands, he's allowed to use that tzedakah for whatever he wants.
Okay, one second. In Shulchan Aruch and Nosi Kehim, it says the exact opposite.
Oh, okay.
Someone went to Rav Yashu and said, people do like you just said.
Yeah.
Exactly that. They said, comes to me, extra, whatever. It's like unbelievable how people present things. It's not exactly like you're saying. A little strange how they can get money, and then, you know, it's very strange how things work out. So how is it the people they changed things? They meant it, they didn't mean it, whatever. Like, what? You let them use it for clout. So the Yashim, he said, listen, it's not thrilling. He said, but everybody knows that people do that. So, like, you know, they mean it, but that's only like very bidyevi. That's like after many steps. It's probably not our story, but like bottom line, it's not. Yeah, it's stuck. It's not pushing. It's not like no problem at all. It's very complicated. In terms of, it may depend on whether I give it to you and I mean it like only Shabbos. I'm like really set on it or not.
And that's why I was discussing with the person downstairs about a few days ago, maybe last week, saying it's probably good to not put somebody in a situation and say use it what you need. If you need it for something else, then use it.
It's better. I mean, it's mamash, it comes
up. Person puts something in a situation,
it mamash comes up in the Mishavur in a few places, by Shachmanes, and also if I remember right, there's like a question about it. But Shabbos also, maybe it's here, both of them. Yeah.
I saw there was a guy in Miami I saw with a sign that said, "Why lie? I'm going to get beer with it."
and because of it, people gave it. Because he was being honest.
It's like fun. It's kind of.
Right.
Okay. Here's the Mechaber in Megillah. Ein mishanim mos purim letzedakah acheres. You may not change money for purim to some other tzedakah. It's purim. Finish. Hagbah says the Rambam. The dafka gabayim. Only the gabayim can't change. That's the Mordechai in the Basra there. Avad lo ani yochol lachzim for mashiyuter. The poor man can do what he wants with it. Let's see what he says here. Hayu mos shikibos magaba lechakim laniyam suz purim and yochol shnosam. The gaba says suz purim, suz purim, nothing else. Can't change around. Leimar daima pachos. I'm going to eat for the kishus taka. Listen, they have enough. I made $1 million for suz purim. I need $500,000. Let me have $1 million. I'll use for something else. No, you bear collected. You use it for what you said. Abad lekhin agalim leroy. Buy nice stuff, but basically it's equal, therefore purim, you put me for the Christmas daughter. You buy for Suda, this is the Gemara says. And then you, whatever's left over, they don't need, that you can already sell and get rid of, like, leftovers is okay. But otherwise, well, Bapita, you can't just change. Because of Beishosif, Beishem HaGosashri, Beishosif brings, the most Shechit Shabadibu L'chakam Aniyam B'yom Purim Eino Rishav Hashem. Also, you can't change your mind. Because stuck as a Kekish, not very good. So your thoughts work in hectic, so it doesn't matter. You don't have to say anything. Just think in a certain way, and that's why the Chasidim says, get used to thinking maybe. Don't. If you do that, you're in big trouble. You mess yourself up. Think, I'd like to. I'm thinking of it. Chasidim actually.
What? They make you
up. Stuck up, helping someone, doing a mitzvah. So thinking can mess you up. So you have to be very careful. So he says, it's good to get used to it. He says, it's good if you're the type of person, you can be a personal. I'm not. Every Nachman says, don't make the dorm. You're a Shlomazim, like you can't necessarily. I can make the dorm, he said. You can't make the dorm. So we have to be careful. That's fine.
Careful not to think too much?
You could think, but think maybe. I'd like to. I'm going to try to. Not
yeah. So you
brought
like buy something like covered. You're talking about like Shabbos or.
Well, we'll see. One second. I think he even brings Shabbos here, but let's see if we didn't finish it. Let's talk about Harris.
I have that with Sadoka as well. Like, I'll dedicate it, like, with your mind. I'm like, oh, I'll give it to that for, you know, like, in yeshiva, and then I pass someone in the street, and I'm like, take it out of my pocket to give it to them.
That's the thing, again.
Like, when I took it, I put it aside, I was thinking of a certain Sadoka box on the walk, but then as someone gives it to me, I'm like, ah, oh, I didn't really say I was going
to
give it
to them. It's kedai to have it in mind, though, because, again, there's a whole, it could be like a technician, maybe it's only for that. It's not so pushy. You have to be very careful. It's better to, like, think, well, so let's see one second what he says here. Okay, could use it for whatever he wants. That's what it says here. But Shabbos definitely talks about it as well. That's what he says here. By Shabbos, I don't have a mission for Shabbos here. I didn't bring it. But Shabbos also discusses. And again, he seems to stay here, at least for the moment, that, well, and he can do what he wants with it. He took it. He's ready. If I, at least if I feel like it, I don't have to. It seems to stay. I need a gimel, a real gimel, like a whole gimel. I have to remember where it is even. Where is it? Maybe even here. I don't remember where it is. He talks about it for sure, though. He talks about it. If you have... Pretty sure the Mishnah Berurah is broad. It's broad. It's definitely brought down. This is a question that's discussed. Can you? Who said? What's considered the emotion to say you have a problem? You can't just decide whatever you feel like. He gave it. And again, in Hilchot Tzedakah, for sure, when you collect for a particular purpose, you can't just change it. But the guy, he says, "What do you mean? You gave me a kugel for Shabbos. Thank you so much. My wife made me kugel. I can't have it Friday. What's the deal? Leftovers and sell it. And this leftover. I want to have a kugel Friday. She don't want me to touch the kugel Friday." So, I want to have the Google Friday. I don't know the Google. What do you want?
Chelikimo?
It's Chelikimo. Yeah, a whole Chelikimo. No. I need a whole. I'm sorry. I'll bring one up. I just forgot. It's okay. I did it yesterday. This is like, Rosh Hashanah. That's a little bit of food for thought. It's not so much a shiur on what we're going to see, because we're going to see there's like a whole suit game in particular. But this is like an important, just a cloud. We keep in mind, when there's bitachon, it's a little easier, it's more literal. And the cloud's a little strange. When the Ufu Alay, Bani Puri Hashem says it's only if you have the money. Sounds a little specific. Yo, when it says you have the money, it's because you don't have the bitachon to like say, you'll just give it to me. You have to really have it. It doesn't mean going into a store you'd never go in a million years and buy the most fine, you know. Me and President Obama, we're one. We're, you know, I just eat kosher. That's not it. You have to know where you're holding. You know who you are.
But if you're responsible and you buy a bottle of wine for Shabbat, right, mm-hmm. and you drink half of it, mm-hmm. and then during the week for some reason you want to have like a glass, is that still covered under the Shabbat?
It can be. Again, because like I said, that's what I really want to say. It could be that it helps these people with your couch. If you're between us, you have to be tough.
Yeah.
Sometimes it helps.
Yeah, so is it like what he's saying? Like, is it only that half? So like, you only drink half of it on Shabbos. So he's only like, you know.
And only half of it?
I'm not going to say it's usher. I'm not going to say it's
usher. No, it's usher. It's a 100 shekel bottle, mm-hmm. right? And you only end up drinking 50 shekels worth on Shabbos. So do you get the. I guess if you bought the whole thing that covers Shabbos.
He's asking on the expensive, does it hit 50 shekels or 100 shekels on the Shabbat?
Like you have a lot of leftovers. You assume you have a lot of leftovers. You know, you buy an expensive bottle. You know you're not going to finish it on Shabbos. I can't drink a whole bottle. Uh-huh. I can't. I'm not going to drink a whole bottle of wine by myself on Shabbos. Uh-huh. So you know that when you buy it. Is that like. So I bought stuff for Shabbos and I know I'm going to have leftover like during the week and it's going to be your Shabbat.
I'm sure it'll be good. Yeah.
So, like, what's the payback? You buy like a whole thing of Rugelach. You're not going to eat it like by yourself. So, like, what's covered under this?
There are different bechinas. Honestly, like again, the chidah and the, I don't know if I was even clear enough. It's good that it's coming up again. The chidah and the other before it's Chai also, and there are many achronim that maybe in Shulam I don't remember. They all say that gemara there that says Hashem will pay our Shabbos needs only means with bitachon. Doesn't mean.
So you're talking anyway. You never.
Doesn't mean you're pulling out your hair and saying, "William, oh no, Shabbos, don't worry about it. Just."
So it's the same as the rest of the week. Yeah, bitachon is going to give you your funnels.
Yeah, you can. You don't have to be too. If you buy a case and then you finish it, that's not so smart.
Right.
You know. So.